Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. We've got a grand trine in water that could be looked at as a pretty big deal. This grand trine is happening with Mars in fall in Cancer, Mercury in fall in Pisces, and the moon in fall in Scorpio. A trine is when you have two planets 120 degrees apart from each other. A grand trine is when you have three planets, three objects in the sky, all 120 degrees from each other, creating what would appear in the middle of a chart as a big triangle, and it's called a grand trine. A trine is of Jupiter energy, and it's two energies that are getting along well together. But when we got three energies working together smoothly, we can call that teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. When you have three planets combining their strength, great things could happen. Now, grand trines are point to gifts, strengths, talents. Things can come easily to you. Sometimes in life, when things come to us easily, we don't appreciate it. We don't work on it. We don't develop it. In other words, we could end up becoming lazy. Let's not forget the P word that we all try to avoid. But I'm going to say that P word. Potential. Now, because this grand trine is happening in water, it immediately draws our attention to the emotional side of things. Water is all about our memories, our feelings, our intuition. It's what connects us to our deeper selves. In this case, we got Mercury, how we think. We got Mars, our drive. And we got the moon, our feelings, all trining each other at the 29th degree, which is called the analytic or critical degree. When Mercury, the moon, and Mars combine, we can see a strong desire for quick action, regardless of what happens in the outcome. We can also see a need to speak up about your true emotions. May even see a drive to get to the bottom of deep emotional pain. Now, I just mentioned the critical or analytic degree. When it comes to all the signs, all signs have 30 degrees in them. The last 2 to 3 degrees in each sign is called the critical degree. Why is it called the critical degree? The last 2 to 3 degrees in each sign is located in the bounds of one of the malefic planets, either Mars or Saturn. Now, and both malefic is traditionally, Mars and Saturn traditionally are looked at as challenging planets, challenging energy. Now, I said all of the planets, Mars, Mercury, the moon, are all in water signs. When it comes to water in the 29th degree, all the critical degrees of water are in the bounds of Saturn, which means we need to look at what is bounds. Bounds is like a planet, like if Mars is in the bounds of Saturn, right? Even though Mars wants to do Mars things, it has to go through Saturn to get its agenda done. And so all of these planets that are in fall, Mars, Mercury, Moon, are all in the bounds of Saturn, so they need to work through Saturn to get what they want done. That's why I'm saying, where is Saturn? Saturn is currently in Pisces, and it's sandwiched in between a fresh out of retrograde Venus and the North Node of Destiny. Now, when you think of Saturn is about stability, and you think about Pisces, Pisces is about illusions. It's a dreamy world. So Venus represents what we love, how we love, what we attract, and the north node of where we're going, where our soul wants to head. And so you plunk Saturn right in the middle of that. It brings up questions of, can you create healthy boundaries between what you love and where you want to go? If you can't, you might be forced to make a difficult choice. It really makes me wonder, are your dreams and wishes actually grounded in reality? Now, I said all of these planets, these three planets, Mars, Mercury, and the Moon, are all sitting at 29 degrees. So let's look at the significance of the number 29. 29 on its own relates to news and written records. 29 is about setting the record straight. There is two numbers in the 29. There is a 2 and there is a 9. The 2 is linked to the emotional realm, but it also can symbolize duality. The number 9 represents completing cycles and ambition, but it also can bring up feelings of grief and anxiety. When you add 2 plus 9 together, you get the number 11. The number 11 is strongly associated with spiritual knowledge, mysticism, becoming more aware of your higher self. The number 11 can also indicate discord, deceit, or misrepresenting the truth. To break all this down a little bit further, we got Mars in fall and the sun connected to family. We got the moon in fall in a sign that struggles to let go of emotions, especially in really deep bonded relationships. And we got Mercury in fall in a sign that struggles to find mental clarity. This grand trine is giving us access to connect with our own heart and soul, and also to be able to connect with the heart and souls of other people. This could be a powerful time for healing old wounds, especially those related to family and those deep bonded relationships you've been avoiding. This grand trine gives you the ability to find creative solutions and navigate tricky situations by connecting you with others on deeper level using charm and grace. However, the combination of Mars, Mercury, and the Moon can also point to potential challenges like accusations being thrown around, dealing with oppressive people, and finding yourself in dangerous situations. This period can very well bring up the need to address irritations or tensions with inside the home that you've been hesitant to speak up about, perhaps because you was afraid of the reaction. Ultimately, grand trines are gifts from the universe. The question is, are you going to use this gift wisely, or are you going to be lazy and let this opportunity slip away? If you're feeling like you're falling and you can't get up and you need a lifeline, just remember, no one's coming busting through that door. The help you're looking for is already inside you. All you have to do is seek, and ye shall find. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.